This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
How can the Catholics, like, is there any other religion that's done a, like, just the Muslims all of a sudden say,
no,
oh, we think that it's Sorry, okay guys, for but... women to be have the same rights. No, they're not. You're never going to see the Muslims say, women are as powerful as men. They don't have to cover their face up or nothing. No, that's fundamentally what they're thinking. Right? That's one of their big beliefs, right? Like, a lot of religions have, I mean, like, what's the big Jewish thing? The big Jewish thing is that Jesus wasn't that big a deal.
That's not, like, the hallmark, but...
But I'm just saying,
like being gay is not okay in Judaism either, but most people are not Orthodox Jews.
But what I'm saying is, like, every religion kind of has what's not, like, you know, they're never going to change on, right, for the most part?
I mean, if you're really sticking by the book, which you think, you know, the Pope would. But
hold on. Okay, so Catholicism, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Has been around for a zillion years, right?
Well, I mean, since Christ.
All right, so what's that, about a zillion in 1 year?
Well, I was thinking 2020 years, all right, roughly.
So for 2016 of these years, is you were very much not cool with this, and now all of a sudden we're cool with it. Like, to me, that's really hypocritical and just shows you how much of a fraud.
Well, here's the thing.
It's
like,
not the money.
Listen, they're banging kids, so they got to backtrack, you know, other places and kind of be like, because I feel like the Catholic Church is under fire for a lot of stuff. So I feel like maybe they're trying to get a few new congregants by saying, you know, you won't burn in hell if you're gay.
But I don't think.
Please join our church and give us money.
I don't think gay people believe their nonsense, and they're like, I think gay people would be like, well, the last things we're going to do is be Catholic. We'll go be something else. We'll go be another religion before we're going to be you guys, because you were so mean.
I know, but this is their campaign.
16 years.
This is their new slogan. You're not going to hell if you're gay.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything, like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. I don't know that any of us are just, none of us really know where we're going. Right? And they use this hell thing as like such a boogeyman, but we don't really know. Right?
That's where I plan on going, by the way.
Where are you going?
Right to hell.
And maybe, I want to start a religion called thinking that this is hell. And wherever we're going's got to be better than this. This is this is the bad part of life, because what's next left? Even if you're just laying there sleeping the entire time, it's better than this.
Oh, I like life.
I'm just saying, Lemmy, what if this is the hard part of life? Like, what if this is...
Well, life is a struggle.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a tenet of Buddhism, I think, is
I'm starting a new religion, and that is what we're doing here is the hard part, and the new... When we finally leave this part, it's cooler than you could ever think.
No, I know, but where's your proof about the cool part? You're going to have to show me something to get me to
believe. Proof that your religion has on
everything
else. Well,
I've got Moses in a burning bush. I've got...
We don't know Moses was... We don't know.
I got a book,
man.
We don't even know that Moses was a real dude. It's documented.
Bubba, you need to write a book is the thing.
You need a book. You need something, dude.
And then you got to let it eat for like 2,000 years, and then it becomes more true.
You're going to be long gone before this.
Elrond Bubba, bitch, about to get mine.
By the way, Bubba, you're going to be long gone before this religion takes off, my friend.
I'm going to be long gone, and then I'm going to be the kind of guy that when I die, then they uncover some tapes that I was like, oh my God, he was so good.
Dude, Bubba,
I think those are the tapes they're going to uncover.
Bubba, you don't need to start a religion. You need to start, like, a cult. That's, like, the new thing.
It's called the Bubba Army. The Bubba Army's
I know,
cult.
But, I mean, that will follow you into the afterlife.
They have. And they follow me. Creatine Travis.
Never mind.
If I told Creatine Travis, Creatine, we're going to kill ourselves and and we're going somewhere.
Oh, no.
We're going to Bubba Heaven. He'd be like, no problem, Spongeo.
We're going to Bubba Heaven?
Bubba Light's paying for it. I'm just saying.
I mean, you could put a couple of pews back here, Bubba. You'd have your own church. I mean, you've already got the setup right here.
Elrond Bubba, kid.
This is Bubba Gemstone.
And I'd be like, listen. I'd be like, listen, guys. Let's just keep tithing and keeping this church going because this is just a test to the better place. Okay, so we don't need any money in the new.
What are you
going
to do when somebody calls you in? Like, what is their last rites when they're dying and they need they want like a rabbi or a priest or somebody in there to give them some good final words? Like, what are you delivering? What are you going to say?
I want to walk up and say how much you got left in your bank account, and why don't you PayPal it over to me? Your family's taken care of and everything.
I put a microphone into my fist.
I put a microphone into your fist.
Sir, I'm dying. What do you mean my family's taken care of?
Because a dead corpse ain't nothing but a dirty bitch.
Sir, Bubba, sir, pastor, what do you mean my family's taken care of?
Let me give me some climax music or... Caveman, give me the Bubba Religion climax music. What's that, my Bubba Army son?
Sir, I'm dying, and you said
you can't call me sir if you're part of my cult. You got to call me Bubba Elrond Bubba.
Elrond Bubba, why? How is my family?
As you're laying in your Bubba Army coffin?
Yes. Well, I'm not quite dead yet, but what? How is my family?
Has your family already pre-bought the Bubba Army coffin? We get payments.
We did. Yes. It's all been the installments have been made.
All right,
sir. Money has been given to you. How are you taking care of my family?
Listen to me. I'm trying to take care of my family.
I know, but you said my family's taken care of.
Oh, your family's taken care of if you go to Bubba Heaven.
You say my family is your family.
Once a week, I'll go to your house and take care of Phoebe. You know, she's got needs.
Yeah. I'll tell you, listen.
I don't like this religion anymore.
I'll bend her over that Stanley Cup if you won't do it.
I don't like this religion.
Those jugs will be just fine.
Right in the cup. Lord Stanley.
Can I have your Ryobis? Can I have your Ryobis?
Why are you pilfering me? I thought you were taking care of me. Blitz, I'm not American Pickers, dude.
Blitz, you know what? Here's the one thing. Here's the one thing in my illustrious 34-year radio career.
Okay.
Is that if I started in 1986, would that make it 34?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right. No, but it's not. It's a mathematical equation.
Yeah, it is
because
I was born in 87. I'm 33. So yes, one more is 34.
So I've been in the radio. I've been in the radio business for 34
years. As
long
as Anna's been alive, basically.
Yeah. And. You know, I would say that I've traveled in some famous circles. I would say that I've established myself in radio, whatever I have. I'm certainly well-known in radio. We certainly have gotten, over the years, millions and millions of fans.
Yes.
Nobody's ever left me anything. Like some crazy guy, you know, died with... Like, I've never been left anything.
Now, people have talked about it, but I don't think it's ever actually happened.
Yeah, like, I've never been contacted by, like, a lawyer and be like, hey, Bubba Clem. Yeah.
You've been contacted by lawyers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's usually Bubba Clem. You got 10 days to respond to this deal.
Right. So you've never been, like, written into a will or anything?
Never.
I think once lawyers see that $1 million has been left to Bubba the Love Sponge, I think they just finagle that over to themselves.
You think they do?
I think they go, this can't be serious.
There's probably been 7 or 8 of them already.
Yeah, they probably Google your name and go, this person was
you've
in
there. You've actually got $40 million.
Sound mind.
Yeah, they go, they were not of sound mind. We're going to have to just take this money.
Right. The family stepped
in.
Yeah.
It's probably happened many times, Bubba, but people got to put a stop to it.
Yeah, you're right. But, like, you know, you would think of the millions and millions of fans over the years from 1986 to today. the different radio stations, all the different, like, you know.
But so Brian Glenn said he was leaving you his eyeballs in his will.
Yeah, I'm talking about money.
Oh.
I think I did get left eyeballs.
But I mean, what happens? I love Kid Rock, and then I leave Kid Rock, you know, stuff I should be leaving my daughter?
I don't know, but there's got to be, like, some old guy in Texas that died.
Yes, Seth, yes.
I'm trying to figure this out, Bubba.
You're sending the lightning. You're going to send the Lightning Foundation, most of your money.
Nothing.
I know.
Somebody sent me something.
Maybe, but I don't know. I can't believe that nobody's ever left me anything. I've not even got anything from my family.
Well, maybe we
can get. Well, it's because they're alive.
Maybe we can get a commitment today, Bubba, from somebody that can write you into their will. Maybe that can be the voter of the day.
I think Iggy's going to leave me something. I think Creatine Travis is going to leave me something.
Well, I think you're going to.
Bubba Light. Certainly Bubba Light.
So far, you've got a wet sander. You've got Okella Farrah Fawcett.
Well, I feel like you might kick it first.
Hey, Creatine Travis, can I tell you right now that I'm not trying to be a dick or nothing, but if you would happen to die like in a
you can leave me.
Big HVAC whodunit, and I happen to outlive you, which statistically, you know, just look at us and nobody would ever. But anyway, let's say that, you know.
And the offshoot.
Yeah, but if something happens, can I have your wife?
And I hear
because that ass is to die for.
I have a feeling about 3 o'clock today, Lummy's gonna get a phone call. Lummy,
I'm gonna need you to drive to Ocala and run over.
Hey, Lummy, you know that creatine trap is supposed to put in your air handler this weekend, right?
At 3:45.
Can you hotwire as soon as he touches those wires? It fries him right down to zero. Because I got that ass waiting for me. I've always wanted to retire in Ocala when my racetrack is. I can just have her on the grader with me. I don't even need her to just walk backwards the entire time so I can see that ass first.
Your face is beautiful.
Well, then she'd be walking forward.
Oh,
you could be behind her.
I just want to see that ass. Okay, you know Iggy's going to leave me something. Creatine Travis, Bubba Light, Big Red. Nah, Big Red likes you more than he likes me.
I'll leave you something.
What are you going to leave me?
Yeah.
You don't have anything left like me. You lost it all. That freezer.
Iggy says he just changed his will and you get all of his Binks guns.
Yeah, I'd like to have some. I just sell all my guns.
Spray guns, paint guns.
Oh, I don't know how to paint.
Well, be a good time to learn.
Hey, you're a painter.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I hope nobody has that on tape. They're gonna use that against me when I do.
How's Dion's painting doing?
I haven't even started.
What?
We know.
Because I haven't got my studio set up yet.
He paid you all that money to commission this artwork.
He didn't give me hardly any money. He gave me $100 for materials.
Well.
And I got to materials. I just haven't set my, you know, Tara's, like, I thought I was going to be able to paint in Tara's garage, but her husband's got his weight set in there, and you can't paint in there. And so I'm
What kind of set does he have? Probably a nice one, right?
No, nothing like the Clem, like, jobbers. I mean,
he had to go get a set of weights because you wouldn't let him use Clem gym.
Yeah.
Do you have some Egyptian stuff in there?
Why do you always bring in these stats that make me look
sorry.
Bad?
Sorry.
Does he have some Egyptian equipment in there?
He does.
Yeah, he's got some climb the pyramid stuff. You know, I can't figure it out. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com, use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Blitz, what I'm doing is I'm thinking about turning the saw shed into where I paint. Because, you know, like...
It looks like it kind of already is that way.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay, cool.
I've kind of cleaned it all out, and yeah. I got some tables in there. So I'm probably, hopefully Sunday, going to come over here and try to fit, like, get the shelving up and all my paints. Cool. And...
There's another canvas I found up front. It was behind that claw machine. You could use that.
Oh, yeah. And, Seth, all the canvases here that we've had done with famous people and people that aren't here in the show anymore, I'm going to use those as my canvases.
No, I know. That's smart. And then you're going to blow up that picture of me with the Stanley Cup and hang that in the hallway, right?
Along with everyone else.
Yeah, I'm sorry a couple elephants had to die for the Tusk frame, but yes. That's a good picture. That's the picture. That's my guy. Right?
Let's be honest. The hallways here are littered with Manson. I mean, every picture's got Man and Spice
Not
Boy.
Not for long. Not for long. Let me do my magic, okay?
I will.
Blitz, I'm going to hope to have all the paintings in the hallways done by the party.
Awesome.
Don't you think it'd be cool just to sell those other ones, Bubba? Like, don't you think people would want to buy them?
Why would I want to buy them when I can make
not
my
you.
Art?
No, I'm saying people would want to buy them.
I can save $30. I don't care what people, if they want an old Spice Boy hand-me-down at the Penthouse Club celebrating my divorce party picture, or that could be my latest abstract art canvas.
Okay.
I mean, come on, Seth. You're dancing with me. You just gave me a Vince Lombardi-like George Halas backside pep talk.
Yeah, that still stands, but I'm just looking for you to make some extra kiss-ash here. We sell that Spice Boy divorce party picture for $100. Boom, you got $30 for your supplies, and then you're plus $70.
No, or I take my picture that I create on that, and it's worth a couple hundred, because Bubba Light just has to have it. And boom, now we're up a lot, and you've got
content of you scrubbing their faces out on the old.
Yeah,
that's what you're really going for.
Francis cementing his reputation as the Pope of Surprise.
Blitz, and I could, you know, tape myself in my art studio saying, "Sorry, Spice Boy, but right. I'm lacquering over your little stealing ass."
Exactly.
Saying in the new documentary Francesco, what we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered. I stood up.
Don't, when you're talking down to a group of people, don't you usually say they?
Well, what else is he going to say?
Gays? Gay people? People that like the same kind of people?
Yeah, but in conversation, every time you're going to say gay people. Listen, he's just making it okay for priests to bang little boys. It's okay. There's a legal civil union now.
I wish you had a fly swatter and I just hit a button and you just smashed her.
What?
She got a little lippy.
I'm not. Am I wrong?
Let me know how the Astros had like those little
trash cans.
No, I'm not going to hit the. I might hit the trash. Maybe so. Let me. Maybe I just go
fastball.
And you.
No. Stop. Stop it.
Curve.
Stop.
Change up. She's like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop. Stop it.
Legally covered. I stood up for that.
You're so anti-touch.
Father Jim Martin off.
Why are you so anti-touch?
Well, he's like hitting me with a rag.
He's not hitting
a rag.
I thought that was Jim Norton at first.
It does look like it.
They're an advocate for LGBTQ Catholics.
Like, you're going to trust this guy anywhere.
Both sexual deviants.
I mean, you just look at this guy and I'd be like, I'd let Lummy babysit my kid before I let this guy babysit my kid.
Oh, thanks.
Well, yeah,
saw
without
the
a doubt.
Documentary.
This is an historic step forward in the church's relationship.
But the priests can't be babysitters now, can they? That's the one thing they can't be.
With LGBT people and LGBT Catholics.
Is he opening the door to gay marriage in the church?
The Pope is not opening up the door to a gay marriage being celebrated in a mass.
Why not? If you're going to recognize it in your church, why can't they have the celebration of union in your church? That's kind of not cool, ain't it? If we're going to recognize you in our church so that you can give us money, but you can't have your ceremonies
in our church. Is this like we don't care if you're a smoker, just smoke outside? Is it this kind of deal?
I don't know, but I don't know.
Give us your money.
But he's opening up the door to people being approving of saying...
I guess, you know, we can sell you cigarettes here at 7-Eleven, but you got to smoke them outside.
Yeah, but we support...
It's kind of what the Catholic Church is doing to the gays.
We support your right to smoke and all that. We'll take your kids' ass, but you got to go outside and do your gay stuff.
You can't be gay here inside the cathedral.
Go do
Why
your gay,
not?
Gay smoking on the streets.
It's okay for us to touch boys in the cathedral, but God forbid a man touches a man here.
Sex civil unions.
Church teaching says homosexuality is disordered. Today, Rhode Island Bishop Thomas Tobin called on the Pope to clarify.
Are they going to have to do like a reprint of all the Bibles?
That's what I'm thinking. They have to rewrite the Bible.
Yeah. They have to rewrite the Bible. It's ridiculous.
By his words, saying the church cannot support the acceptance of objectively immoral relationships.
Right.
From his
including kid touching. What's he? He's on the plane now?
Press conference when he asked, who am I to judge? Francis's papacy has been marked by compassion to gays and lesbians. Now the Pope says homosexuals have a right to be part of the family. They are children of God and have a right
now, to... Now, do the Catholics
believe...
Well,
I mean, he's right here, but...
Oh, absolutely. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Do the Catholics believe, like, the Pope talks to God?
He's the closest man to God.
That's so great, stupid.
I know.
So I'm like, why does he have, I mean, God wouldn't be God if everybody didn't have a pipeline to him. That's the whole premise. The whole premise is that he loves everybody and that everybody can talk to him and worship him and he'll help you.
Well, I feel like...
Not one guy.
Well, I feel
God
like...
God doesn't say I got a broker.
Well, Catholicism is more like you got to talk to the papals and stuff like that. Whereas I think Christianity, like the Protestants, you can have more of a personal relationship with God. But in Catholicism, you need like the director of operations.
It just shows you how ridiculous it all is.
Oh, I know.
Stupid. I'd have a relationship with God. That would be my first guy on guy deal.
You don't even know God's a man.
I guess you don't know. Maybe I could get lucky and God could be from, you know, you used to work at the dollhouse.
I don't think God wants to have sex with you. I could just say
that's probably,
I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. Not just you, nobody. We're all his children.
He had sex with Mary.
We're his children.
He banged Mary. He raped, he me-too'd Mary, and then Jesus came.
Not in my world.
Not in my world.
She was 13.
Didn't they say an angel came?
It
was God. God banged her, and she got... God banged her, a 13-year-old.
You're creeping me out.
I'm Jewish.
It was an angel.
R. Kelly goes to jail, but God is celebrated?
I'm not.
Interesting.
I'm not Jewish, and I'm as offended as Seth is right now.
Thank you.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Blitz, what would happen if an asteroid the size of a refrigerator came in at a zillion miles an hour in downtown Manhattan?
Not much.
Yeah, I mean, like, it, you know, they probably put a big hole in the road, and whoever's within a certain amount of distance is going to get, you know, fried up.
That's their luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of living.
You don't think it would cause, like, any tremors or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
If it hits in the ocean, it could cause a tsunami.
Oh well. God, you guys are all afraid of a bunch of nonsense.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
By the way, I like how he's letting Trump off the hook here with this asteroid hitting Earth. Trump gets in, boom. Then 5 years later, after Trump's gone.
It's almost
gone,
like a reverse kind of Trump
and
deal.
Probably, and probably, because you know, if an asteroid hits Earth while Trump's in office, Trump gets blamed. It's not just an American thing. It's an Earth thing.
It's a Trump asteroid.
Trump's going to get blamed for it.
An asteroid will hit Earth and, quote, maybe bring, an quote, the end, Robertson.
I don't think a refrigerator-sized asteroid is going. I think an asteroid like a size of, like, the state of Texas needs to come in.
Yeah,
but
you have to consider the speed, though.
It doesn't. Listen to me, okay? If a baseball's going 1,000 miles an hour, it can only do so much damage. It's only the size of a baseball.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't matter how fast.
I understand,
going,
but I don't understand. I don't understand like the chemistry and the physics of it when like atoms split and stuff. Like the atomic bomb wasn't that big. It killed 100,000 people. It's silly.
Yeah, but that was chemicals. This is just impact.
I know, but I don't know at the speed.
They're not saying the asteroids are full of deadly chemicals. They're just full of rocks.
How fast do you think they're going, Bubba?
I don't know, 5,000 miles an hour.
They usually go, I think it's between 75 and like 90,000 miles an hour.
Okay, it's the size of a refrigerator. So it hits and goes a few miles deep. Who cares? We have sinkholes in Brooksville. Like, whatever.
Oh, well, then we're fine.
What are you concerned about Brooksville all of a sudden for?
I'm just saying that's where all the sinkholes are for some reason up in the Wikiwachi Springs.
Sinkholes, yeah, I mean, those are terrible, but...
No, they are, and I'm not trying to, you know... make fun of people that have suffered through sinkholes.
Trust me, I there was a bout for about 3 weeks where I was convinced I was going into a sinkhole every night.
Really? Because
remember the local story about the guy that fell in?
Yeah. You stick with Indigo.
And Brandon, yeah.
When you went to Sativa, you start having asteroid willies.
Oh, man.
Come on, buddy.
No, not asteroid, sinkhole willies. Yeah. It was a sinkhole willie.
Yeah.
Well, how do you try?
When you're at the marijuana shop, listen, we're getting reports back on this particular Sativa makes you think that you're living in a sinkhole. It's, some people like it, other people don't.
Hey, Doc, I need to up my milligrams. I'm thinking I'm going to die in a sinkhole.
No, that's just this newest strand. It's got sinkhole Sativa.
Look, I know there's a lot of things to freak out about, but...
You know, they have a 9-pound hammer. They have sinkhole Sativa.
Sinkholes just happen. Like you cannot predict.
Well, you can based on what things are built upon, because usually it's like an aquifer or something like that that's caused the void. Like, you know, like if you're on solid lime rock, you're not going to probably have a sinkhole.
I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm on.
Well, city of St. Pete doesn't have a lot of sinkholes.
Okay, thank you.
Meanwhile, this refrigerator-sized asteroid can only do so much damage.
At 75,000 miles an hour?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's only so big.
Send your gargoyle straight to hell.
I mean, Blitz, what's like the largest asteroid that's ever really hit Earth before?
Probably the one that killed the dinosaurs.
And separated all the continents.
But we don't know all that. I mean, how big was the asteroid that
separated? Well, it released like a lot of gases and stuff. So you got to think about that, too. If it's emitting like gases that are toxic.
When it's coming in? When you say gases, what do you expect me to hit? And you're done. Done off what? My show? You're telling me you're done off my goddamn show?
No. Just talking about gases.
The big rock was emitting all kinds of stuff.
Well, when it hits, when it explodes, you know, it gases emit, and that's how the dinosaurs died. It created toxic air quality, I think. I think.
We don't know.
I think it messed with the oxygen levels.
I think you need to be worried about your race later today and not worry about, you know, this nonsense.
Sorry.
No. Okay.
Do you think that?
How about this? What about this? Tell me the last huge asteroid that hit Earth and did any damage.
I would say the dinosaur one.
Thank you.
I think it's 35 million years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you believe that? I mean, you don't think that there's been little specks of asteroids that have kind of, you know, landed in the water?
Yeah, but he said major
one. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, do you believe that asteroids were what wiped out the dinosaurs, Bubba?
I don't even know. I don't care.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you know, who cares about what wiped out the dinosaurs?
I love dinosaurs.
Well, it killed a lot of the plant life, and then the dinosaurs didn't have anything to eat, and it messed up the food chain.
And that's what's going to happen to us.
Blitz, what am I watching? I'm watching the Cherubisky.
Yeah, this is the one that came in a few years ago.
Right?
Six or seven years ago.
And this is like the biggest one ever.
Yeah. Is over in Russia?
Yeah, this is like the biggest one ever. Look at it, flamed out. By the time it hit Earth, it was like out. Look.
Pretty much. Well, it air bursted in the air.
It
broke up in the air.
Make it a What's the difference between a meteor and an asteroid?
I don't know.
This was a meteor.
Well, I think if it hits.
I think a meteor is an asteroid dingleberry.
Correct. An asteroid came by Earth, and this piece broke off, and this was the meteor from the asteroid.
Yeah. And, like, big deal. I mean, that could hit my backyard. It would do nothing.
And that one was going, they think it was about, I think they said 50,000 miles an hour.
Seth hopes it hits because he can have, like, a tourist display deal.
Wow. It's just crazy that they can break, what is it called? They break the atmosphere? Is that what it's called when you get back in? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a pretty good fire, 4th of July celebration to me.
Well, that's just the thing. When I was trying to learn about how nukes work, because I was also paranoid that North Korea was going to hit us, I was learning that nukes can, they have to re-enter the atmosphere, and that's where a lot of them, blow up, so.
When were you looking at this?
Me?
Yeah.
I was just reading about it a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
What? Am I off? Am I off with that?
No, I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Looks cool as hell.
Imagine if you're on some sinkhole sativa and this came in, boom.
And so this one, by the way, this one you're looking at now, they said they think it was about 66 feet wide.
Yeah, that's six times the size of this refrigerator one.
Oh, my God. You want Corona. You want to get hit by an asteroid. You want to get hit by a meteor. You drink 409. What's going on, Spongo? Happening with you?
I don't know.
What are you asking for here?
I'm not afraid of all this nonsense. I'm not afraid to drink 409. I'm not afraid of asteroids. I'm not afraid of the corona.
I'm not afraid of asteroids, but I find it interesting that here we are just up in the galaxy and there's all these things whizzing by us at all times. And only.
I don't like snakes. I'm afraid of snakes.
It's understandable.
I'm not afraid of asteroids, but I don't like snakes.
Okay.
Well, I kill all snakes I see.
With a lawnmower or what?
If I had a lawnmower and there's one I'm running, I'm not even trying to avoid him. I'm trying to hit him. And I'll put the deck down lower.
Some snakes are good.
Yeah, they kill rats.
Okay, great. Yeah. I don't have a rat problem.
Exactly.
Because they're snakes.
I like to take a shovel and just split it right in half.
If you see a snake, do you leave it alone or do you go kill it? I go kill it. I'm sorry.
I leave it alone unless it's poisonous, in which case, goodbye.
Yeah, Blitz, are you the kind of guy that will roll over, but you know what, if you were on a mower and you hit it, it could crawl up the mower, couldn't it?
Yep, it could.
I actually, when I'm out in the woods, I actually carry a gun just for snakes.
You got a snake gun?
I do.
Well, of course you do. You got a people gun, you got a bear gun, you got a snake gun.
Well, it's called snake shot or rat shot. It's like a little shotgun shell, but it's four pistols.
Oh, and isn't it?
Just to kill snakes.
And it's like sand, isn't it?
It's like little tiny BBs.
It wouldn't kill a human, would it?
No.
Lummy, can we shoot you in the back with snake shot?
That's probably not a good idea.
As you're running today?
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Lummy, I swear to God, if it's a tie in the back stretch, I'm shooting you in the back with snake shot to get you that one little...
I'm going
to
run over the truck.
Don't they hip... Hey, Seth, don't they start spanking the horses to get them on the back stretch?
Is that the jockeys? Yeah, big time spankings.
What? Don't you think that Lummy should get some... You're not going to have a shirt on, Lummy.
I think Lummy's going to be face down on Nassau Street. I don't think...
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.